Blog Talk Radio.
I love you with Carla and Paul.
I'm no Galileo, but I know what I find. A new discovery, so glad that it's mine. It's not a satellite, indeed, in my view. Out of the blue, the brightest star.
Out of this, that is, of course, Carla Van Hall singing Supernova, and we have a really big show with Carla today, and I'm very excited to share it with you.
So, we have with us, as you know, Carla Van Hall Redux, is what I called it. So, today is the 15th of April, 2016, and here's a wonderful introduction, or an introduction, you'll make this call. Carla Van Hall is a songwriter, singer, and internet marketer, speaker, as well as a writer of books, obviously. And with her new book, The Love Reset, just as I said last time, she considers herself the scientist who is in the petri dish of love. The scientist in her decided to do an exploration, put on her research hat while participating in better understanding the opposite sex. Since Ms. Hall is a working musician, she's not able to be with us today live, but we're live right here, right now. So we're continuing our interview earlier this week, and I'm sure you'll enjoy lots and lots of information and pointers that she's going to be giving us. Now, I promise today we'll go through at least two of the various her seven-step love reset process, and then in other shows we'll get through all seven of them. So hang on tight. It won't be bumpy, but it may be mind-boggling. And then just as a recap, we talked about loving up yourself, and she was not just talking about caresses, but getting down and loving on yourself, along with all the other things within your life, doing other things with and for yourself to remagnetize you to the opposite sex, which in turn allows you to be pursued and able to choose your most favorable suitor. Please welcome Carla Van Hall, the author of The Love Reset. Oh, and by the way, this is Carolina Pia. Welcome, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on your show, Carolina. Thank you.
You are quite welcome. Welcome back.
Woohoo! Yeah, thank you, because the last show was so quick. It was like I got on and it was time to go, and I was like, I wanted more. So I'm really glad to have this opportunity to add a little more.
Yeah, me too. Because I pre-send my questions, in case anyone didn't know this. I pre-send my questions to my guests, and perhaps I'm an overachiever. I'm not really sure, but I get on a roll, and I get all these questions start coming up. And we went through 7 of the 20 that I spent last time, and I've already added 7 more. So
we're going to be here for a while.
Yes, we're going to be here for a while, but that's all good. It's all good. So now, I guess I'll just start at the top. Sometimes I jump around, but this time I'm going to start at the top of my question. So now women dress for other women, and are we
dating in competition of other women as well? Or
no. Well, you know what? I think also we women date for other women. I mean, women dress for other women, but I believe women also dress for men too. I mean, especially to the special occasion or when we're in the dating phase and we're sending out our representative, you know, out on a date and we want to look good and we want our guy to think highly of us and be attracted to us. So women definitely dress. I think women dress for both sexes. It all depends on the situation. But you had another question. Of course, I've already forgotten it. What was that again? The second part.
Oh yeah. I guess it was a compound question. So
yes,
really about fair. So and when we're dating, are we in competition of other women?
Well, you know, I would say.
It depends on the relationship that you're in. If you're not in an exclusive relationship, you might feel that, I mean, you know, before a couple becomes quote-unquote exclusive or they're committed to each other, you know, both man and woman in this particular, you know, partnership may be dating others. So there might be some competition going on. But if there is a you know, a commitment involved, I would like to say that there isn't competition. But I will say one other thing, though. There is a psychologist, a late researcher by the name of Dr. Victor Barranco, and he had a very interesting take on that thing. He said that he believed that everyone was in competition, and he also went as far to say that married women are also in competition. Because when you think about it, if you're a married woman, you can't really feel too comfortable about just letting yourself go and wearing anything you want and just, you know, just getting, I mean, seriously, you just really can't let yourself go when a man is going to go into his office or go to his place of business or just go out into the world when they are just, you know, women who are just nice, scrubbed and clean and ready to go. Now, I don't mean to say that a man or that a woman should be afraid that you know, some woman is going to come and take her man, but I think it's good to at least remember not to let yourself go, not to get complacent in yourself and the way you carry yourself, because that just makes it even if there was going to be some kind of woman who was trying to get your man, you know, that would be like the easiest way to do it, because, you know, it would be the new shiny object that could get a man's attention if what he has at home is just not really doing it for him in as far as paying attention to him, giving him love and attention and affection, and definitely giving him something attractive to the eye. So I feel that every woman, whether you're single, dating, committed, married, living together, whatever that is, you should never feel totally comfortable letting yourself go.
Wow. Yeah, you know, and I'm going to put in my two cents as an old, what am I? I'm not old. A woman who has been in a committed relationship for going on 20 years this year, or we're going to start our night out with something like that, 20 years. So, shiny object, I love that, because that is reminiscent of internet marketing or just
yes,
having a business online, and if there's a shiny object, you know you're going for it. So, if you're not grounded.
Well, I mean, even if you are quote-unquote grounded, you look.
Yes, you do look, and as you should. Both sexes should look. And,
sure.
And I, as my husband always reminds me, men are visual.
Mm-hmm.
Men are visual. Women are visual, too. But definitely men are visual. So if you're looking downtrodden, and hopefully not funky, but if you're looking downtrodden, and are funky.
Clean up your act.
Well, you know, I will add to this, though, Charlena. Now, I know you outside of, you know, your show, and I know you in person, and you're always put together, from your outfits, the colors you wear, to, like, the different colors, like, the lipsticks that you wear, and your hairstyles. You are always, always looking your best, and I feel that your husband is very, very lucky, you know, to be married to someone who continues to keep herself up. And just and I'm thinking, sometimes I'm hearing myself right now, and I'm wondering if there's anyone that's listening that's feeling like, oh, that's so old school.
school that's old-fashioned. Oh, you know, I can't, I have to, you know, walk around with a soap behind my ear and, you know, a rose in my teeth. Is that what I have to do? I'm not exactly saying that. I'm just saying, just remember to keep yourself up. That's all. If you want to be in a relationship with someone, you have to remember to try to keep up like you did at the beginning. Because, as I said, when we first start dating someone, you know, we send our representative, you know, the person that looks good all the time and nice and does all these, you know, that goes out of their way to do stuff and, you know, and the man, you know, to take out the garbage or, you know, whatever the things that they do. And then sometimes, you know what I'm talking about, and then sometimes later on, 5, 10, 15, 20 years later, you know, you see people just walking around in their underwear, not wearing makeup, not giving any kind of help to their mates, you know, and because you just kind of get in that groove of, oh, yeah, they'll always be there. But I have to tell you, that is not the case. I'm running across too many, well, I guess it's not even my place to judge, but I've been running across my share of relationships, of marriages that are over 20 years that people are splitting up. And it's for that reason, because they stopped looking forward to being with their mate, stopped looking forward to dressing up for their mate. The things that you used to do when you were first dating, like, oh, my God, you couldn't wait to get the new outfit and to make yourself look really cute because, you know, that guy was going to come and you're going to go out and have a great time. Here it is 25 years later and you're married to him. You know, the things might look a little different. Unless you're Charlene at PF, but, you know. But it's just something to think about, ladies. And men, something to think about. Which makes me think, then, we're going to kind of jump into one of your steps, lean back.
Yeah.
So I think I remember I said or wrote that when you're leaning back, it's not just for when you're dating. It's also during the time when you're married as well or when you're in a relationship, because sometimes you have to do that. So could you explain that?
Oh, yes. So
now, leaning back, you had also asked if leaning back and the love reset was a bit different. And basically, the leaning back is actually a small part. It's like one phase of the whole love reset process. And to lean back, you're basically taking the time to refocus on yourself. So you're leaning back, you're, you know, loving yourself up, or maybe if there's an issue in your relationship, you're taking some time to do you. You're taking some time to reconnect with yourself. And to make sure that you have everything you need before you're even worrying about what that other person is doing. And there are many reasons why, you know, there's so many great reasons why you need to have a love reset. And when you lean back, you're just taking a moment for yourself to observe the situation that's going on or maybe to nurture yourself. So leaning back is just, it's the act of to yourself and not leaning and not like reaching out to your partner for validation. Leaning back and not reaching out for partner validation is a continual thing. Do you agree?
Oh yes.
Almost definitely. Most definitely. Even if you're married, because, you know, we are all individuals. You know, we live alone, I mean we're born alone and we die alone. So we have to Even if you meet your quote-unquote soulmate, you know, the love of your life, that doesn't neglect you thinking for yourself and making choices for yourself. Even though certain choices will affect your mate, you still have to remember that you are the boss of you. You just because you're married doesn't mean that your husband or your wife is now the boss of you. You still have to be the boss of you, and you still need to know who you are, because when you lose yourself, that's also when the relationship goes haywire. So you need to be a strong individual within yourself, within a larger partnership. Let's see now, which one do I want to ask you? Do you think that Dr. Gray, his book, I've had this book several times, and I
oh, yes, yes, the Mars and Venus.
Yes,
yes. Men are from Mars,
exactly.
Women are from Venus, yes.
Exactly.
Dr. John Gray, yes.
So these planets, are there really differing languages between men and women? And Yes, that's all. Yes, and I would say yes, because, for example, you know, women, we love to bond. We are into connection. We love to have, you know, long conversations with our girlfriends, and we love to connect, and, you know, we can talk about things for hours and tear things apart and really get to the heart of a matter. And, you know, when we're upset, you want to talk to your best girlfriend and say, oh, my God, this is what's going on. Whereas a man, men prefer to be free. Men prefer adventure. Men prefer to go out and do their thing. And they're not built the same way that women are. Men can't really handle those long emotional conversations that women seem to love. You are thinking, oh, I'm going to have this great conversation with my man, and you're thinking, you know, that you're expecting to have some kind of long, deep emotional conversation with him. A man's brain might kind of turn off about 10 minutes, you know, and for some men, it's going to be even less than that. You know, so it's kind of like when you have a lot of things that you want to emote and you want to talk about and express, go to your girlfriend. She is better equipped. So I think you just have to work, you just have to understand that men and women are different, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's actually, you know, viva la difference. You know, that's the thing that makes it so exciting. Men want to, you know, men are ruled by testosterone, and testosterone is like freedom and adventure, and they want to go off and do their thing, and they want to feel that they are their own men. Whereas a woman, she wants to connect, she wants to bond, she wants to get close, you know. So I think the whole, that, I don't think battle of the sexes, but the thing that just makes our connection, the connection between men and women so interesting, is that we are always navigating those, you know, that push-pull energy that's going on.
Oh, I like that. That's,
yeah.
That's why I'm the navigator when we're driving, when I'm driving, I should say, when my husband is driving.
Well, you know, when it comes to cars, though, that's something totally different, because some men just prefer to drive, and they don't want anyone else to drive them, and they want to navigate. You remember the whole thing about, you know, before GPS, you know, men were always known for not wanting to, you know, stop for directions. You remember that back in the day? Now that there's GPS, they can. So now that there's GPS, they can get away with that.
A little kid, from being a little girl, my father did not want to stop for directions.
See, I'm sure your mother was in the car saying, just ask, just stop, just ask. I know. And your dad will be saying, no, I know how to get there. I know how to get there. There are many arguments that happened for that conversation. So GPS has actually, I'm sure, saved a lot of marriages.
It has. And yet sometimes men don't want to use that. They'll have it in the car, but they won't use it.
Oh, I believe it. And then a woman is probably saying, use the GPS.
Exactly. Don't ask me. Use the GPS.
Yes.
And then there's that wonderful commercial with Tarzan and Jane swinging through the jungle. I don't know if you've seen that, but
no.
Tarzan doesn't going, and they've missed the waterfall, and so Jane turns to a monkey and tries to get a monkey to give them directions, and the monkey is shaking their head, and Tarzan's like, me Tarzan, me king of jungle.
yeah, sure.
Great commercial.
Oh, hilarious. Jane, Tarzan, it's all the same.
So, and I guess that will have me segue into, so that's why men cannot be considered hairy women.
Correct. Because I think a lot of women, you know, there are things that are important to us, you know, as women, things like birthdays, Valentine's Day, especially Valentine's Day, you know, New Year's Eve, Christmas, you know, there's these big holidays. And for women, it's like so major, and birthdays. So when it comes to celebrating our birthday, if the man in our life doesn't call us or doesn't give us a gift or doesn't do something nice, there could be hell to pay for that man, because the woman might have these expectations that she wants to be treated a certain way, or she wants things to be done a certain way on these holidays, whereas the man won't really understand why it's so important to her and won't even really be thinking about it. And it's not that he doesn't care, it's just he's not thinking about it. And sometimes you might have to remind him a few times, put something in his calendar, beat him over the head, you know, whatever it takes, because some men aren't, and they're not really thinking about, or they don't hold the same importance as they do to us. So you can't approach a man thinking, well, if I was him, you know, if I was a guy, I would do blah, 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 blah. You really can't do that because you're not him. A guy is a guy, you know, so he's not a hairy woman. He's not like a, you can't say, well, yeah, they're just the same. One just has more hair, you know, and that's total disservice to men because, as I said, they are hardwired differently. They're built differently, and we have to respect that. So that means also if a man is, you know, we talk about the man cave. When the man wants to be alone, he wants to go hiking, hunting, fishing, whatever, you know, with his guy friends, you got to let him go. You got to let him go and have his time because that's important to him because that's what he needs. And if you're thinking to yourself, oh, well, I wouldn't need to, you know, if I was him and I had this wonderful girlfriend like myself, I wouldn't need to spend all this time by myself. Well, that's just it. He's not you. And he's not a woman. So respect that, and a man will appreciate that forever. Greatly. Before we go on, though, I want you to let everyone know how to if you would like to contact Carla or how to get your book. Yes, my book, The Love Reset. You can find it very easily on my blog at datingrelating.com. So if you just go to datingrelating.com on the sidebar, there is an easy link. You'll see the cover, the book cover, and you can just click on it, and you can purchase it. It's only $7 on PayPal. It's a PDF download, and you will get it immediately. And I am so excited about this book. So if you like anything that you hear, I would love for you to check the book out. Very good, yes. And I have to just say, I have to commend you, and I'm just amazed. The seven steps are in the middle of the book, which is just, that's amazing to me. And then you have other stuff that, beyond that as well, other information, other things that will help out the woman and figuring out that man in her life. And herself, for that matter. Definitely, because while, you know, the love reset is a process that I feel is important, there's other things that I talk about as far as, you know, the differences between men and women. I also talk about how important it is for a woman to have a community of other women friends that they can relate to and that they can have a sounding board to, you know, to learn about themselves. Because sometimes, you know, you can't really be in a total vacuum and think to yourself, okay, I'm going to do this, that, and the other thing, or if you're having an issue with your mate, sometimes it's good to talk to another woman because sometimes you just don't know. I mean, like, I'm part of, like, this online community of women, and there's so many different ages, and there's, like, from the 20s to over 60. So, for example, some of the new girls, the youngish women, you know, in their 20s, they'll ask a question, and for some of us who are older, you know, because we've been around the block a few times, we'll say, oh, no, don't do that. Or we'll say, you know, or maybe a woman might want to not be vulnerable, for example. And then the older woman might say, or, you know, older, more mature, we'll say, yeah, okay, well, why not tell the truth? Why not be vulnerable? But the thing is, if you're just sometimes just only in your own head, you might make some crazy decisions. Oh, case in point, like someone asked the question, I went out with this guy, but he didn't offer to, he said he had a good time, but he didn't offer to pay for my cab ride home. Like, he didn't put me in a cab ride home. Does that mean he doesn't like me? And I thought that was the craziest thing, and a lot of other women also chimed in on that, because I live in New York City, and I don't need a taxi, you know, to get around, but it was just, you know, I had to say, a man, in my experience, I could probably count on one hand how many times a man, and still have fingers left over, how many times a man, you know, paid my car, you know, like put me in a cab and sent me home. Like, that is so very rare, at least in New York, for me it is. And but maybe for other women that might be more commonplace. But the thing is, she was assuming or thinking that if she was basing whether or not he was attracted to her on whether or not he paid for her, you know, to pay for her, to put her in the cab to go home. And you know, and just had to kind of give her a little, a little reality check there. Say, no, that's not how it works. Yeah, so sometimes, you know, so things like that, so having a community of other women, having other women friends, you're like, oh, you know, I have another one. Like, for example, when I was married once, and when I was married, we were going through problems towards the end, obviously, and I remember, like, complaining to my single girlfriends, and they gave me, you know, their kind of advice. I'm like, oh, you should do this, or I wouldn't put up with that, or la 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 la. And then I happened to later also speak to a woman who had been married 19 years, and I was telling her, you know, what my friends told me I should do, and I was, you know, I was very, very proud, and just, oh, yeah, he thinks blah, 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 he thinks he's going to do this, and blah, blah, blah. And my married friend, she stopped me, and she said, do you want to be married? And that just, you know, she said, if you want to be married, yeah, exactly. She put me in my place, and I mean, the marriage ended amicably, but I think a lot of that had to do with I was getting at least good advice from wise women, from a wiser woman who said, okay, if you want to stay married, then you need to behave in this particular way. You need to behave like a married woman. Now, so like same thing, like you could say, if you're a married woman, you don't get your advice from single women. Mm-hmm. That seems obvious, right. But at the time, you know, you might not
seem obvious. Yeah.
But we you know, but sometimes we mess up on that one. I know I did.
We sure do.
but luckily, as I said, my married friend brought me back to earth from experience on that. Yes.
Do not speak to single friends. Do not speak to your friends who have divorced and had a horrible divorce. Do not speak to them about challenges that you're having within your own marriage if you want to stay married.
And so,
because you're
going
to be bringing your own filter to it, right?
Yes.
Filter, I love that. I would say baggage, but
all of the above. All of the above. Well, you know, there's a saying, Charlena, that it's like we don't see things as they are. We see things as we are, and that's the filter.
Ah, oh, okay. Yeah, all right. I get that. Okay. Now, why is the switcheroo bad, and how do we get out of that?
Okay, well, we were speaking earlier. I think men and women probably do this, but I think women do it even more. Well, earlier, you know, earlier in the show, we were talking about you know, letting yourself go. Well, part of the switcheroo is that moment when, you know, when in most relationships, in most of them, the man will pursue the woman, and he will, you know, do all these great things for her, and you know, really work to get her attention and make her love him, and all these other things. And the thing is, once the woman is kind of wooed, the switcheroo happens when she stops trying to validate him, when she stops trying to, when she sort of says, when she kind of loses her power, meaning that she is now trying so hard to get the validation from her man, whereas in the beginning, he was trying to get her validation. So the switcheroo is when the power structure changes, when it goes from the man pursuing the woman to the woman now all of a sudden feeling like, okay, I really want this man to marry me or take this relationship to the next level. Therefore, I'm going to bend over backwards and do everything to make him, you know, want to seal the deal. Now, a woman doesn't say this in just to say it outwardly, but you'll see it sometimes when you see women when they start to do things like ignore their friends, like they put their girlfriends down because they want to do everything that their husband does or that their man does, or, you know, or they start to dress like him, or they start to adopt all of his you know, favorite habits, and you know, and while it might look kind of cute, but at the same time, you don't want to lose yourself. So the switcheroo happens when a woman forgets who she is. So you have to be careful about that.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. And I have another question, but we have come to the end of this of this show. Can you imagine?
Oh,
it went by.
I know, but it was good.
Yeah, it is good. It is good. So we're going to sign out. And Carla, mm-hmm. thank you very much for being on my second show. And
thank you so much for having me.
Staying around. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do a third show.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll